I started off speaking up there. Okay, my husband said this is one bid'ah and one sickness the ummah is involved in. Is praying. And I thought, okay, Muftisab starts, he's going to start on me. Something. But this is Muhammad and love. Allah make me like the way he has expectations of me. Some he says that a person lives on somebody's husn izan. Hazrat Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madni Rahmullah Ali Hajim. These people were so great in the sight of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and so accepted and so much work they done for deen. And he says that I'm living on the good expectation and good thoughts of people upon me. And people think, and he used to sing this poetry, يَزُنُّ النَّاسُ بِي خَيْرًا وَإِنِّي لَشَرُّ النَّاسُ إِنْ لَمْ تَعْفُ أَنِّي وَمَا لِي حِيلَةٌ إِلَّا رَجَائِي لِعَفْوِكَ إِنْ عَفَوْتَ حُسْنَ ظَنِّي. That he used to sing this poetry and he used to say, you know, I'm living on people's good thoughts about me. And that's a very big ni'mat that Allah gives. If somebody thinks good about you, you should think in yourself, Allah, I'm not like the way he thinks, but Allah, make me like that. I remember when he was a child, he used to run in my room. He was a little cute little kid, 6, 7 years old he used to be. And I used to be praying Quran. He'd come and then he'd fool around. He'd ask for this, he'd take this, this and that. And then his mom would say, make dua. I always make dua that Allah make Mubin, his older brother, and Hussein like you. I go, no. There's a person called Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria Rahmullah, has a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. Allah make him like him, inshallah. I used to say that to her. I said, don't say that like me, but inshallah, like, has a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. And then I, the first i'tikaf we had in Kentucky, his father stayed in i'tikaf with me for 10 days, just me and his father. There was, where I led Taravi, all rich doctors, all millionaires, all of them. Only him, he had a motel. Mufti Hussain Kamani's father, brother Abdul Razak, uncle Abdul Razak. And he had so much muhabbah with me. And his mother is a convert from Hindu, right? Mufti Hussain's mother. So she always used to have this worry about her older son, who was, at that time, he was also studying in Chicago, by Maulana Salim's place. And she always used to have worry that, and I said, Allahu Akbar, these kids. And then he went to Darulum, and he's very close to my Sheikh and Mawlana Bilal Sahib. Mawlana Bilal Sahib, that's why, and Mawlana Bilal Sahib in his bayans too, he's an amazing speaker, really. So he's got a lot of sohbat and duas from our, and all from the, all the teachers, and even from Sheikh, when Sheikh came this time, four or five months ago, when Sheikh came just before I went to Zambia. 3-4 times he asked me, Mufti Hussain Kamani. And my Sheikh doesn't ask about too many people, and he there's so many people to ask about, you know, but so how he can't remember, but Mufti Hussain Kamani asked. So I said, Hazrat, he's probably on a journey in America doing some, because he goes around. So then afterwards I tried to contact him, then I phoned our Human in Chicago and I said, get this message to him, because Hazrat's asking. And then it was like that, he was on a journey, he had gone out, so I told Hazrat was making dua. So he's very, mashallah, gifted and very lovely person. Sometimes, you know, when I see him, then I always used to say, and when he was a little masoom, cute little kid, and he used to be, you know, very mustikhor and very cute, running. He was about 6, 7, 8 years old. He used to come running my room in the motel, and I used to be usually reading Quran, and then he would, because I used to stay in their motel. They have a motel, and they have another one too. That's in Kentucky, but he lives in Chicago. Then he moved. And that. So mashallah Allah, and he's very sahbat yafta of our Sheikh. So one thing is living on people's good expectation. And his mother, his father, they had good expectation of me. They always had muhabbat. His father, first i'tikaf that we done in the Kentucky masjid at that time, it was just me and his father. Just me and his father. And, you know, imagine a person who doesn't even know how to read the Quran. He used to stand with me. For all the time I used to stand reading whatever paras I had to read in Qiyamul Layl, just me and him. No, there was nobody else. Nobody else. Doctors don't have time. They're all busy. They would come for Fajr and maybe Taraweeh, the Zuhar Asr Maghrib. Then me and him would read, and maybe one or two people might come. But Alhamdulillah. And now today, look at his sons, mashallah. Both of his sons are ulama, and this Mufti Hussain is very much accepted. One of the most influential speakers in North America here, and all over universities and that. Because of the tawajjuh and barakat of my Sheikh and that. And he's also connected to Hazrat too. So Allah give him blessing in his thing, Allah also his family. And Allah give us all the ikhlas. Allah make us like the good expectation that people have of us. Allah, like the way Allah conceal our faults and hid our sins in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide our sins and conceal our faults even in the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not shame us up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Iqbal used to rahmahullah alayhi had said some poetry. When Hazrat Mawlana Ilyasab rahmahullah alayhi heard this poetry, you know, he heard it from somebody, Allama Iqbal. So he goes, this person must be sahib in nisbat. This person must have some connection with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, Allah, please do not take my account. For Allah, for indeed, if you have to and you do take my account, Allah, do not shame me, do not take it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Iqbal said that. So our deeds are like this, that Allah, how can we show our face to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah cover up, like the way Allah is covering us, our faults in this dunya, even in the akhirah too. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abu Sulaiman Muhammad ibn Hassan Hirani, rahmullah alayhi, says, among my neighbors, there was one called Fadl. We read that. Story number 28. Ibrahim 27. Ibrahim Nasafi rahmullah relates, on one occasion I saw Rasulullah in a dream. It appeared as if he was displeased with me. I stretched forth my hands, took the hands of Rasulullah in mine and kissed them. I asked in great anxiety, O Rasulullah, I am indeed one of the servants of the Hadith. I belong to the Ahl Sunnah, those who follow your way. I am a traveler from afar. Have compassion on me. Have I displeased you? Rasulullah smiled and said, whenever you recite Salah, why do you not recite Salam? Thereafter, it became a fixed habit of mine to recite Wassalam. In Sallallahu Alaihi Wasabi, Wabarak Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rabbi Salli Wasallim, the Iman Abada, Ala Habibika Khayyil Khalik Kulimi, was sustained a shower of salat and salam forever and ever upon your beloved, who is the best of all creation. Story number 28. Ibn Abi Sulaiman rahmullah says, after my father had died, I saw him in a dream and asked him, in what manner did Allah treat you? He replied, Allah pardon me. I asked, on account of which deed? He replied, when I used to copy hadith in writing, I always used to write salah on writing the name of Rasulullah. For this did Allah grant me full pardon. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da iman abada ala habibika khayrul khalqi kullihim wa sustain a shower salah and salam forever and ever upon your beloved, who is the best of all creation. So these people, Allah connect us to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah show us Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world and in the hereafter too, and in the state that Rasulullah is pleased with us. Just right now, Mufti Hussein said something, and I told somebody, right now in Zambia, I said, my sheikh is a sahibi huzuri. Sahibi huzuri is that person who sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all times. And he said that right now. So that. So we do zikr right now, inshallah. Because usually we do it after Isha, just do zikr right now, inshallah.